Hi there. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the Regional Pricing Director here. Tara, of course, wanted me to get on the line, get you the details of the service, how it works and what's included. And then also, since it is a young company, she's wanting me to apply that new in business rate, make it even more affordable for you. Happy Thursday, by the way. How's your days going so far?
Not bad, man. Trying to beat the weather.
Well, I hear you. I'll be very respectful of your time. I know that Tara does a very good job of outlining at least the basics of the service. Did you have any questions for me at this point other than price?
No, not really.
Okay. So it is a flat rate on a month-to-month basis. Our job is to make sure that your phone is ringing, and as long as you choose to use the service, you're looking at an exact amount of $199. It would bill once a month for that amount. You know, the call is coming to you, meaning you do 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, recurring maintenance or landscape installs, what have you, big jobs or small, it's just that flat rate. Now, there's not currently a website, though, right, for A&M Professional Landscapers?
No, there's not.
But I'm sure you guys do have photos, right, like before and after photos, that kind of thing? Okay, perfect.
Yeah,
because a lot of the times we will build websites for our clients that don't have websites, and sometimes, especially for our very young companies, we don't expect you, obviously, to have a website. But we want you to have a website, so a lot of times we'll include a website for you at no additional cost. I mean, quite frankly, our job is not just to list you on the first page of Google. It is to give the people who see you there the reasons to call you, because you won't be the only company that pops up when someone does that type of keyword search. And, of course, not everyone who sees you on that first page will ultimately decide to call your company, but that's a good thing. The ones that do call you will have looked at the website. They'll know that you do what they're looking for. At that point, they're making kind of an educated, conscious choice to call you because they want to hire you. Now, if I can get my supervisor to maybe allow me to include that website for you at no additional cost, kind of build it, host it, maintain it, even update it for you, included in that $199 a month on a month-to-month basis, I'm sure that's something you would want for your company, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, Google it, you know. It's what we say. It's what we do. It's definitely where we go when we don't know who to call. The world's largest electronic word-of-mouth system on the face of the planet, and especially for you guys, you know, being it is a young company, that's the power of this listing, and every new client or customer who finds you online does become someone who can continue to use your services, recommend you to somebody else. And it's not just for Google. I mean, obviously, we have to create the content that Google and Bing index when someone does a keyword search. What the search engines search for is content relating to that search. It happens in an instant. They'll be able to see a Yelp listing, a Facebook page for your business, Super Pages, Manta. It's almost 70 different directories and destinations known to the public and unknown. They're all equally important. They all work a bit like a website, talk about your services and service area, kind of reassuring Google and Bing that if someone were to call you, you could provide those services. Now, of course, it is offered on a month-to-month basis, and you will have a very detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'll be able to see exactly how much work you're getting, where that work is coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each individual search, etc. Did you guys have any questions for me at this point? Yeah, it's pretty straightforward, and, you know, of course, most of the time you're just going to get direct phone calls. Everything does have the click-to-call feature. The website, if we can include it, that website's going to also have a contact form on it, so people can tell you where they're located, what they're looking to have done, when they want you to come out. And when they fill out that form, you get a text message as well as an email. So you always know right away when someone is trying to contact you and whether they are calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website. It's still that flat rate. Anything they type into that form will also repopulate right on your tracking and your reporting system, so you know how much work you're getting, where it's coming from, even who to follow up with. Now, are you guys doing residential and commercial?
Yeah, we got a little bit of mix of both right now.
A little bit of mix, and you kind of like it that way, right? good to have those opportunities. Perfect. Yeah. So that's exactly how we'll brand the business and create that content, so you'll get those phone calls. Now, when we get your phone ringing, is the number that we are speaking on, is this the business number, the one you want your customers to call?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And the 470-813-9952, is that a smartphone? Can you receive a text message on this number? You can. Okay, perfect. Like I said, most of the time you just get phone calls, but when someone fills out that lead form on the website, you will get an email as well as a text. If it's a business email, we would list it physically on the website for people to see. If it was more of a personal email, it would be hidden. No one would need to see it, but it would still be connected to that contact form. What is a good email address either for you or for your business?
A&M spelled out.
Mm-hmm.
Professional landscapers.
Okay. Professional landscaping, right?
Landscapers.
Oh, landscapers. More like the business name. So A and like the business name, but of course no ampersand because it is a an email. So A&M professional landscapers at gmail.com?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. And then, like I said, you're just going to get phone calls, but for us, we will use phone, text, and email. It's usually the method most appropriate to the information we're trying to get out to you. Certainly for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records, we will email things out to you. But did you guys have a preference as to how we contact you? Phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
Phone or text be the one where.
Okay, phone or text. All right. And that's those are usually the most common responses, either one or both of those for service-based businesses. And that is my next question. You guys are service-based, right? Meaning you always go out to the customer. No one ever comes to you. There's no physical address or brick-and-mortar showroom that we'd be promoting for the company. You know, Google knows that most service-based businesses are run from the home, run out of the truck. They wouldn't want to list any physical street address any more than you would. They wouldn't want anyone driving out there and trying to knock on that door. I did see on an Angie Leads profile that Tara attached here, and I think she found it when she was looking for your website. There's a 309 Maplewood Drive. Is that a residence?
Yes, that's actually my house. And well, my office is at my house.
Okay.
I have a separate building. But,
gotcha.
That's just my little.
Yeah, perfect. So, of course, Google will want to know that you are, in fact, an active business in the local area. They do prefer the U.S. Postal Service to do that. They do not verify post office boxes or P.O. boxes or personal mailboxes. Those, of course, can be rented by someone out of town, but they won't show that address anywhere. You'll be listed city and state, certainly not even a zip code, and definitely not that physical street address. And then you guys are going maybe 20, 30 miles for the right job? Oh, I see. And the Tara put down 25, 30-mile radius, something like that?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So one of the things that we'll do, we're going to have a separate phone call. Our client interview technician will want to know things like, you know, where you want to be found, the services you want to be found for, mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, etc., what's unique about your business, you know, if you want to be branded as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. If you've got a logo already, we will use it. If not, we'll create one for you with your suggestions. We'll take care of all of that in a follow-up call. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We schedule by the hour, but the call itself takes about 25 or 30 minutes, and if you guys are available, we can do that a little later on today. The other thing that I would do, if you guys don't have any other questions for me, the next step would be what is required of us as Google partners, which is to read what's called a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer and attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we're reducing the cost of the service, etc. Can you still hear me? I mean, I can hear you guys, but just barely. I know you're on speakerphone.
Yeah, Yeah, it was going in and out. You actually, we're on our way to a job now. We were
in and out. Okay, that explains things. I gotcha. And then are you guys like Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday, Sunday?
Yeah, we're Monday through Friday.
Uh-huh. Is that like 8 to 6, 7 to 7?
Roughly about 8 to 6.
About 8 to 6? Okay, Monday through Friday. Perfect. Are you guys taking like cash, check, credit card, anything like Venmo, PayPal, Cash Apps?
All of the above.
All of them? Okay, perfect.
Yep.
So like I said, I know you guys are driving, but we would do the bulk of this on a follow-up call with our client interview technician. If you do have about 5 more minutes, 10 minutes, we can get this set up and squared away and then do that follow-up call a little bit later. Like I was saying, and I'm not sure how much of it you heard, but I am required to read a voice verification that does get recorded through the computer, attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. I did actually just about a minute or so receive confirmation from my supervisor that he is going to allow me to include the website at no additional cost. I would even read that into the voice verification, that it's included, the hosting, maintenance, updating, etc. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. I am required, though, to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yep.
Okay. Give me just a second, then, to get that set up. Okay, so it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call, it will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Professional landscapers.
Okay. And in the case of the business name, the and is the symbol, the ampersand, not the AND spelled out, correct?
Correct.
Perfect. And then I do know that I've got both of you guys on speakerphone here, so any of you guys can answer this. But please state your name and your official title within the business.
Alexander Matthews, co-owner.
Okay. And then Mr. Matthews as the co-owner. And Matthews, is that M-A-T-H-E-W-E-S? E-W-S, I should say. Two T's and...
H-E-W-S.
Okay. M-A-T-T...
H-E-W-S.
Gotcha. Gotcha. And then you said you're a co-owner. As the co-owner, Mr. Matthews, of A&M Professional Landscapers, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
And, of course, just for the records, I have Mason on here as well. Before the end of the call, I'm going to want Mason's last name and if there's a separate phone number for Mason as well. But then it says, for the billing information that you will be using for our services, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Of course. And then it says, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign, since it is our job to make sure that people who need your services when they're in your area are able to contact you. We do specifically for that reason request that you do in fact agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Of course, you guys would agree to that, right? Hello? Not sure if you guys can still hear me. I might have lost. Oh, there you guys are. Okay, gotcha. So, of course, it only works when your phone is being answered. Our job is to make it ring. But you guys will answer the phone when people call you, right?
Absolutely.
Perfect. Then it does say, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. like I said, we are already aware of the Angie leads. There is no direct conflict there. The reason we ask, though, is all of the additional content that we will be creating for A&M professional landscapers. First of all, we would not want you to pay someone else for services we are already providing. And then equally or perhaps even more important is that we'll make sure that all of your business information is always accurate, current, and consistent online. We're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We're just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that all of that information is always accurate. That's fair enough, right?
Right.
Perfect. And we'll do what's called a NAPW audit. Stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll be the ones to create that website. We'll also make sure that no physical address appears for the business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with it being a month-to-month service, that flat rate of $199 and the website included, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which we'll actually waive altogether here, will be charged today's date, the 15th of June, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $199.00. It would bill once a month on the 15th for that exact amount. $199 will never go up on you. Of course, that is all-inclusive, no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. It is a fixed rate that will never go up, not at any time, not even for any reason or by a penny. It would stay exactly $199. Now, it does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. In this case, we'll also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That website is indeed included at no additional cost, which again means we'll build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. Now, of course, the service is being offered completely at will, month to month, no contract. Of course, that does mean at any time, for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, you can discontinue the agreement altogether. You can also pause the service, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or pause the service seasonally. You can do so by simply contacting our client support team. All that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Matthews, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. That does actually conclude the voice verification. And then that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What does work best for you guys?
MasterCard.
On that particular card, is it your name, the business name, or both?
It's my name.
Your name. Any middle initial or just first and last?
It's got the middle initial on it, too.
And what is that middle initial? S like Sam, not F like Frank, right?
Yeah, S like Sam.
Okay. And it's Alexander on that particular card, A-L-E-X-A-N-D-R?
A-L-E-X-A-N-D-E-R.
Okay. And then you said it was a master. That should start with a 5. They all do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are.
5142-3000. 3511-3424.
And then the expiration month and year?
08-2025.
08-2025, and then the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
802.
So I've got 802 on the back, and August or 08 of 2025 for the expiration date. Was the card itself 5142-3000-3511-3424.
Yes.
Does that bill at 309 Maplewood Drive, Locust Grove, 30248?
Yes.
Okay. In about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on it. but I know you guys are driving. If you wanted to type it into a phone, you can do so. Otherwise, you'll just get it by email. But I can give you that information now if you like.
One second.
Sure, no problem. Just let me know when you're ready.
Okay,
so the toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. It is simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach client support, and you can reach client support live Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern. You can email the support team 24/7, of course, and if you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day. The email address is simply support@local/.com. Now, you will receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately, and there will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions, everything that we just went over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message, and just let me know when you receive either of those. I wanted to walk you through a couple of things there. So I do still need to schedule that follow-up call, but like I said, I wanted to get Mason's name and if there is a separate phone number on there. Mason is M-A-S-O-N, and the last name, the spelling?
That is my last name.
Mason is your last name. Oh, no kidding. Your first name is Alexander. So it's Alexander Matthews and Alexander Mason?
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay, I gotcha. So A&M makes sense then. I thought it was the initials of the first names, but it's actually the initials of the first and last names for both of you. That's pretty incredible. I got it. Mr. Mason, I should say, not Alexander, because that might be confusing, but Mr. Mason, what is a good phone number for you if it's different than the 9952 number?
It's 678-499. 5876.
Okay, so I've got 678-499-5876. Both of you guys are going to be authorized points of contact here, meaning that either of you can call in and ask about your account, and if we can't reach one of you, we might try the other one. And the only other order of business on my end really is to schedule the follow-up call with our technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. It could be with either or both of you. I know you guys have got some things going on, but it looks like it might still be possible to get you in at noon. There's also 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, and then in the afternoon there's a 4, 5, and 6 o'clock. We schedule by the hour, but it takes about a half an hour. Call it gets you maybe 10 or 15 minutes after the beginning of the hour at the most. Did you want something right away or maybe later on today?
Can we try about 4?
4? Oh, yeah, there's a 4 o'clock. It's going to be scheduled from 4 until 5. Like I said, it's a one-hour window. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. Call will get you a few minutes after 4. If I'm between phone calls when our technician is ready, I'll be part of the beginning of that phone call just to kind of introduce you to your client interview technician and answer any questions you have. I don't get a lot of advance notice, and I don't know if it's going to be 4:05 or 4:10. I might be on a call when they're ready. If I'm on a call, they'll call you on their own. They'll have your file, so they'll do a very good job of taking care of you. Just in case I'm not on that call, or, well, really, even if I am, I did want to set up a little bit more security here for you guys, just a question and answer. Anyone who calls us and tells us that they are with the A&M Professional Landscapers, even if it's one of you and we recognize your voice, we are still going to ask you for the answer to the security question. Perhaps even more important, anyone who calls you and says they are with Google or with Local Splash, they're going to need to know my name, first of all, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. Your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
City.
City? And then what is the answer?
Stockbridge.
Stockbridge? Okay. I'll just type that in twice, but you're all set there. And then Did you happen to receive either the text message or the automated email that our system should have sent out by now? Looks like you also got the welcome email, but the one that we're hoping that you can see now is the local splash initial invoice. If you open it up, it says something like, thank you for choosing local splash. Your invoice is located below. And it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. If you click on the blue click here, it's a hyperlink and it goes to the local splash terms of experience. That's everything we went over in the voice verification. Starts with services on the left-hand side, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization. Are you able to see that?
I was pulling up, pulling up email right now.
Okay, perfect. Okay. It is pretty straightforward. It just kind of talks about all the services that we'll be providing for you. At the very bottom, Mr. Matthews, you're set up here kind of as the primary since you're on the billing. So at the very bottom, there's going to be a long line that goes all the way across it. And above it, there's going to be a small box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. We're going to want you to click on that box. And then in the longer box below the line, and you'll see it, it's got an arrow pointing towards it that says sign. That's where you would either copy and paste or type in your name exactly as it appears. It is case sensitive, and there is the middle initial of S, but there's not a period after the S. It has to be an exact match to Alexander S., no period, Matthews. Once you put it in there and click confirm signature, of course, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've waived your setup fee, reduced your rate, included the website. It also will allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you are active in the local area and to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it is not. So it's an important step in the process. You'll know that you're successful in submitting that when it asks you for a username and a password. And if you get to that point, you can actually stop right there. Our automated system thinks that your tracking system is active and that you're trying to access it. So it would be asking you at that point to log into your tracking system. Once we do your client interview, though, we are going to email and text out to you guys your username and your default password. You can change the password if you like. I can actually let you know your username. It's already been created, and it cannot be changed. It's the number that we're speaking on. The area code is included, but just numbers, no dashes or parentheses or spaces. So your username is going to be 470-813-9952. And any correspondence to the support at localsplash.com email, please include that username or your phone number. They're basically the same thing. I'm going to send you a calendar invite for that 4 o'clock appointment. You don't have to respond to it, although many people do, and there's no problem if you do. It's going to say Local Splash CIENG, which just stands for Client Interviews to be Conducted in English. Then it does have your username, Mr. Matthews, your name, and then your phone number. I've got you both down here, those authorized points of contact. One other thing I'm going to do here, this just gives us a head start. I'm going to send you an additional email that's going to say action needed pictures for your Google verification. So anything that you can help out and send our way, pictures of tools or equipment, the work vehicle, any business card or business license or anything like that, registration, that will help us to get you PIN verified quickly. Google's getting a little bit more stringent on the requirements, so we just want to make sure that we've got our ducks in a row to make sure everything happens quickly. But, you know, we've been a Google partner for almost 7 years, and we've been in business for over 18 years, so I know we can get this going for you. Other than that, you guys are all set and squared away for that follow-up call this afternoon. I did want to be the first, though, to say welcome aboard. We're pretty excited to get this going for you. Absolutely 100% looking forward to getting that website up for you, getting your phone ringing, and, of course, earning your business just 1 month at a time.
Absolutely. I appreciate it.
Appreciate both of you. You guys take care, and we'll talk to you a little later on today. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you.
All righty.